And welcome to the Tales of Alarm Box podcast. This is episode 270. Spotlight on Archie Comics, Archie number 4, circa 2016. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we have another riveting episode by our one and only Murray Fox covering Archie number 4. Enjoy!
And welcome back to Archieville. We are looking at, Murray, I am looking at Archie number 4. And this is a biggie because it's the one where the lipstick incident is finally revealed. Hashtag lipstick incident, hashtag revealed. It is by Mark Wade, and the new artist for this issue is Annie Wu as Fiona Staples. Yeah, Fiona Staples has gone back to Saiga. Alrighty, so previously in the town of Riverdale, the new student, rich socialite Veronica Lodge has managed to wrap Archie around her carefully manicured finger, and he's helpless to her whims. Jughead's tired of watching his best friend being led around like a lovesick puppy, but he's going to need some reinforcements if he's going to help Archie get over his crush. Betty's on board to help out, but first she and Archie need to face their past and address what caused their falling out to begin with. So we open on a scene with Archie and Jughead rehearsing their band in someone's garage, and Archie's electric guitar goes banana cakes, electrocutes him, sends him flying, and Jughead just kind of looks and says, "Acoustic, maybe today." And let me see. So he offers to make Archie feel better, and he provides Archie with half of a chocolate bar called a goo bar. And Archie looks at it, and he gets all surly teenager and walks out of the garage. And Jughead is like, he has no idea what he's done. He's like, what did I say? And Archie, of course, turns to the camera, and he's like, yeah, I know. I overreacted. It's just Jughead reminded me of something. And he didn't mean to, but he did, and now it's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. It. The thing that broke up Betty and me. It. The lipstick incident. You want to hear about it? And of course we want to hear about it, because it's all they've talked about for the last 3 months. Which is, of course, the title of the next chapter. Chapter 1. Yes, of course we want to hear about it, obviously. So Archie is reminiscing, and he's saying, Betty and I were, she was, there aren't words. We did everything together. We were inseparable since childhood. I knew her better than her brother did. Her mom. Anybody. Betty has a brother. I had no idea Betty has a brother. I don't know that he's, maybe he's like, I feel he's like probably Richie's older brother on Happy Days, where he just kind of was there one day and was never seen again. Maybe that's like Betty's brother, because I certainly don't remember him. Anyway, he knew her better than anybody until the 4th of July. And they're sitting up on the Riverdale Water Tower watching the fireworks, and that's when everything started to change. They come down the water tower, and Archie offers to race her to Pops, and she's like, "Don't fall." And he says, "You say that every time. You don't have to keep." And of course, he trips over a pebble, and he falls, and he falls into Betty's arms, and they roll down the hill, and she kind of lands on top of him, and she's like, "What are we, 7? I know. We ever going to grow up?" says Archie. And Betty says, "Not if I can help it," and she kisses him. And then she says, "Promise me we will always stay this way. Promise me you'll stay the same." And he's like, "Have we met? I haven't changed socks since that time we got lost in the marsh." She's like, "Ew, that was for great." And of course they just get goofy, and they're a great couple. They've got chemistry, they've got history, they are wonderful together. And finally, Archie says, "You're crazy. Why would I want anything to be different? I have good friends. I like my school. I'm comfortable. Everything is perfect." And it seems like it's perfect. And then we get a montage of Betty and Archie being perfect, feeding each other watermelons, sort of, playing monkey in the middle with Jughead's hat, whip creaming Weatherby's car. And Archie offers her half of his goo bar. "You want half? It's awful gooey." "If only they could have alerted us some way," says Betty, "that goo bars are gooey." And I gotta say, Mark Waid, he's got lots of talent, lots of chops. And I like the way he's got a good voice for these characters. He's updated them, but they still sound like traditional Archie and Betty and Veronica, but they also sound like they have their foot in the modern world, too. "If only they could have alerted us some way that goo bars are gooey. Maybe a warning on the wrapper, some piece of writing about goo and bars." And Archie's like, all right, it was a dumb thing to say. And she says, "Well, you've said dumber." And then, of course, they're attacked by ants, and they run into the park washroom to clean up, and Betty's like, "One side," and she pushes her way in and starts scrubbing, and the ladies, the girls, the high school mean girls in the bathroom are like, "Did you see? She's filthy, like my 2-year-old brother. I wonder if she wears a diaper. What was in her hair anyway? It looked like..." And Archie just comes up, "Are you guys talking about Betty? Because I'd hate to see anyone make fun of her. When you get to know her, she's amazing." And of course, the girls are all fawning over Betty. So they're like, "We would never make fun of her, ever." Cool, see ya. So he heads off. And they're like, "This is awful. The last thing I want to do is make Archie mad." So of course, they try to make it up to him by fixing Betty. And they say, "Do you want to hang out sometime?" "Yeah, do you want to?" And chapter 2 is called Lizzie. And they are visiting Betty at her home. They're in her bedroom. They're hanging out. And they're like, "Betty, you're weird. Girls aren't gearheads." And she says, "Excuse me, girls are whatever we want to be." "Well, absolutely, of course. But we're not that. And this music sounds like my dad's." And Betty just says, "I like it. The lyrics are really..." And the girls are like, "Lyrics are stupid." And you can just see Betty is in a completely different world than most of the girls around her. She's interested in different things. She seems to have a good solid head on her shoulders. And these girls are typical high school girls. They're fluff. And one of them says, "Can we just go back to helping Betty, please?" And Betty is like, "Helping? Yeah, nobody wants to say this to your face, Betty, but your name has got to go. Betty sounds like someone's dead grandmother." And Sheila's friend is like, "You can't say that. Don't mind her. No filter. But it does sound like historical. What's Betty short for? Bettina? Bacteria?" Betty says, "Elizabeth." And they're like, "Oh, we'll call you Lizzie." And Betty is like, "All right, stop it. Shut up. I've had enough. Is there anything you like about me? We love your name, Lizzie. It is perfect. Lizzie Cooper. And you're so pretty. Honest, you just need to learn how to..." And Betty's like, "What?" And you can almost see in her eyes, she actually kind of wants to hear what they have to say. So they take her to the mall, and they get her all dressed up, and they get her nails done, and they get her hair done, and she is like, she's not loving this. They get her eyebrows done, and she's really not liking this. And finally they're like, hey, wait up, Lizzie, you just gotta own it. I get it. It's weird how boys look at you different than they used to, but you gotta enjoy it. So they're staring at you. You're staring right back at them. It's all good. And Betty's like, I guess. No, I don't know. Girls are whatever we want to be, says Sheila. You got to be bold. And they're showing her all these fancy dresses in the mall. And she gets a text from Archie, and he's like, "Bets, midnight horror movie. Do you want to go? And Sheila just grabs the phone and says she'd love to. Pick her up at 11. And he's like, he already, of course, knows that this is not Betty talking. And he's like, who is this? And they're like, they're being goofy girls, right? But they realize now that Betty's got a date, like a for real date, they got to kick it into high gear. And Betty's like, you're being dumb. We've been going out since kindergarten. Not going out, they say. Trust us, you gotta move it. So they glam her up, and we see everyone's reaction in town to Betty. First we see her lips, and she kind of smiles when people, when a dude washing his car just kind of goes crazy, and the hose is spraying all over the place, and she's like, eh, I kind of like this. You know, she's getting a reaction that she's never had before. So she goes finally to see Archie, expecting something. And he's on the phone calling her. You ready to roll, pal? And she's like, come and get me, Archie. Is your leg broken? We're right next door. Just come out. And she's like, come get me, Archie. So he rings the doorbell and she says, hello, Archie. And she's wearing a little red dress and her face is all dolled up. And she looks beautiful, but of course she's totally uncomfortable with the way she looks because this is new to her. And Archie is shocked. He's looking at her, and this is not the Betty that he knows. And now we get into chapter 3, which is actually the lipstick incident. So they're going to this movie, and both of them are uncomfortable. Betty's feeling embarrassed. Archie's like, what's going on here? And he asks if she wants to split a goo bar, and she's like, no, I don't want to mess up my dress. And Archie just kind of rolls his eyes, because he's never heard this before. And Betty realizes she sounds like every other girl that's ever been out there, and they're watching a teen werewolf movie, and he's on the screen, the werewolf is, I'm changing. And of course, Archie's looking at Betty, realizing, oh my God, she's changing. She's not the little kid that they grew up with. She's not the same person, and the changes are horrifying him. And Betty realizes what's going on. She realizes that Archie is, he's not impressed with what she's done. And she's not real impressed with what she's done. But at the same time, it's really complicated. Wade does a great job of capturing the complexity of this scene, of Archie wanting Betty to be what she's always being, and Betty wanting to be what she's always been, but at the same time wanting to have the freedom to be whatever she wants to be. And if she wants to be a pretty goofy girl, she wants to have that freedom. And when she realizes that that's not really what Archie is looking for at this particular point in time, because he's a 16-year-old doofus, a tear runs down her face and she runs out of the theater, and Archie chases after her and he's like, Betty, wait. Why? She says, why are you being so weird all of a sudden? I'm weird. Look at you, he says. And she just goes, Archie. And he's like, that's not what I... And she goes, what's wrong with me? And she slaps him with her purse. He's like, nothing. And she says, I know you look at girls dressed up just like this. Sometimes, I don't mean to, it's just that they're, and she's like, they're what? We're talking about you, okay? He says, and he holds up her lipstick. This is the crap that doesn't belong on you. Where's the Betty I know? And she snaps. She grabs the lipstick from his hands, and she slashes it across his face, and he's suddenly got this slash of lipstick on his lips. And she looks at him and she says, funny, you're still you. And then she runs off. And Archie tries to text her for days and days and days and gets no response. And that's when we're back up to speed. And so he looks at us and he says, hashtag lipstick incident. We haven't said a word to one another since. I was just trying to keep a promise. I miss her. And the promise was, of course, that they would never change. Which is, you know, unrealistic. So he goes back into the garage, and he's saying, I miss her. I also miss my drummer, apparently. Guess he bailed for the day. So much for band practice. And that's when Veronica Lodge makes her appearance. She says, that's a shame. I'd love to hear you play. And Archie is like, in his head, he's thinking, I miss Betty. But his mouth is saying, well, hello, Veronica. And he starts to play and play and play. And sing. And Betty's across the street listening. And she's like, did I hear that right? Is he making up a song called Veronica? And Jughead is over there eating a sandwich. Either that or a bus is running over a bagpipe, he says. Don't sweat it. Have confidence. We're here to discuss our infallible anti-Veronica plan. And for the record, we don't need Reggie Mantle's help. And Reggie is sitting on the counter, looking all cocky and sure. And he's like, I wouldn't be so sure about that. Next issue, Reggie versus Veronica. I love this issue. I thought it was pitch perfect from first panel to last. Wade totally got the really subtle nuances of teenage romantic politics, and Annie Wu sells it on every single page. It's great. It's really, really good stuff. It's deep, but it's also teen soapy, and it's funny, and it looks beautiful. And I, for one, cannot wait for the next issue, which, since I'm kind of recording these whenever we need them, the next issue and the issue after that and the issue after that and the issue after that are probably already out. And they're just as good. Talk to y'all next time in Riverdale. Bye-bye.